This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to offense. Go to Colts. Wow. Taylor's gone. Jonathan Taylor. Goodbye. Touchdown, Indy. As he crossed the tape at the goal line. 78 yards. And this is a nightmare for the Jets.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Joe O and Aaron H with you. A couple more hours here on BetQL Daily, the start of hour number two. It's going to be a jam-packed one. Coming up in about 20 minutes, America's friend Jimmy Patsos will be here to talk about the NBA. It's a TNT Thursday, three games on the slate. We'll do some big picture stuff as well. And coming up at 10:40 Eastern time later on this hour, Chris Mack from The Fan in Pittsburgh. A lot going on with the Steelers. Not only do we have this Thursday night football game against the Vikings, but all of a sudden there's a Steelers defender, which we'll get to in a few minutes, that is now the favorite for the defensive player of the year, maybe even a little MVP buzz, as strange as that sounds. And the Steelers are right there in the playoff picture. They are just, I guess it's a half game out with a tie, however you want to count it. It'll be much simpler after this weekend, Aaron. Final week of byes, finally. It's so dumb.
The Steelers were going to be like one of my last resort. Well, I mean, not last resort, but if we kept going on with that draft, it's just their remaining schedule is tough. But I wouldn't be shocked if this whole emotion of this being Big Ben's last season carries the team, gives them a little spark. But I don't know about the teams they have left on their schedule. It will be difficult for that Steelers team.
The idea of week 14 byes is so idiotic. Why are teams on bye this weekend? The season's almost over. It's ridiculous. We're into December.
I mean, not if you're going to make a deep playoff run. It could be a good time if your team's a little banged up.
No, but my point
really...
Right, that's my point. Like the disadvantage that you have if you had it early on in the season. I mean, these teams that have it in week 14, it's just
amazing.
It should be somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some of these NFL awards and player features. Some I think are quick conversations, but I want to hit all of them. And some we could have a bit of a debate. Maybe there's a little bit of value on the board. We have to start with the MVP. Tom Brady is still the favorite. I understand why he's the favorite. He's the shorter favorite this week. So they go to Atlanta, take care of them. Brady throws for four touchdowns. It's almost even money at FanDuel. It's plus 150. So it goes Brady, Rodgers plus 550, Kyler Murray plus 700. The fourth favorite is Josh Allen. I've been screaming for weeks. Why is Josh Allen the second favorite? I never understood it. And then we saw last night a dud in those elements. On the national stage, I don't see any way Josh Allen wins it. Pat Mahomes, he had a dud on Sunday night, prime time. And he's sitting there at 10-1. Dak is 12-1. How I handicap this one, Aaron, tell me if you disagree, is they have it right. They have the three at the top of the board. Correct. Brady, Rodgers, Kyler. It will be one of those three. I still think Aaron Rodgers is going to be tough for him. He'd have to be perfect down the final stretch. He still has a chance. Kyler, the challenge is three fewer games. Brady should be the big favorite, especially after another big game. And I think the voters want to give it to him. But it's going to be one of these three quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't. It is tough because the Packers schedule does look good for Aaron Rodgers, but he won it last year, right? So is it hard to win it 2 years in a row? I feel like they would give the edge to Brady in that position. And then I love what Kyler Murray's been doing. He's like the underdog of the three.
He looked good his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, to come back and play the way he did, it's been impressive what he's been able to do. So he's put together a string of some really good games. So if he can keep it up, I think he'll stay right there in the conversation. What's going on with Rodgers and his toe?
I don't know, because he goes on bye and he didn't have to talk for a week or so.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if that does become a factor for him.
Watch the Pat McAfee show. Find out.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you just mentioned Brady at plus money. I like it.
Problem for Kyler is he didn't play for a month, and they won two of the three games without him.
Yeah, his team won without him.
That's the problem. So can you call him the MVP? Maybe not, but I think there's an outside chance. Well, it's also a debate. Most valuable player versus best player. I don't know that he's the best player either, but I really like him. I think there's a chance for another award. It's likely going to be Brady. As long as Brady stays healthy.
Jonathan Taylor, he's absolutely out, because people keep making that argument.
I mean, I don't see it. And he's 18-1. So if you look at the FanDuel odds this morning, 2, 4, 6, 8, he's the ninth best odds. Even if they go on a run, where's the credit going to go? Is it all going to be Taylor? Or is it going to be a little bit of Wentz because he's the quarterback? 18-1? No. You got 50? I know some people that have 300-1. Cool. That's a good ticket. It's a great value. I don't think you're going to win, but it's a nice ticket to have in your back pocket with the outside chance. But Brady's good enough. I mean, he's on pace for 45 touchdowns. So, and he's doing it in a quiet way, and they're dominating at home. I think it's going to be Brady. But there's an outside chance that Rodgers or Kyler get it. I think Allen's out. I think Mahomes is out right now.
Yeah, and it looks like Tampa can run the table here.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. Let's jump to Offensive Player of the Year, because this is the one that I've been thinking about a lot this year. And my thought on this is it'll be a quarterback. I might be wrong about that. I mean, Taylor had 32 rushes. Like, they're not going to stop going to him. He's the workhorse, and he's the favorite right now at plus 175. The second favorite is Cooper Kupp at plus 200. The big question here is, should Taylor or Kupp be prohibitive favorites like they are over anybody else? Because after Kupp, it drops down to 20-1. There's Devontae, Debo, Brady's 30, Kyler's 30, Lamar 30, James Conner 30. And I don't think you have to go any further than that.
I like Taylor. I mean, you take him out, you force Wentz to throw, they're losing games. Taylor. Yeah. I think, are you making the argument that still that you think Tom Brady's going to get both?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he'll get the MVP. And then, Taylor's probably.
Yeah.
But
assuming he stays healthy, I mean, he's got a huge workload as well. But knock on wood.
And if they're going to win games like I think they're going to win, that means they're going to run the ball a lot. That means they have the lead and they're running the ball a lot in the second half. So he's just going to add to these numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Jonathan Taylor for this award.
It's probably going to be him, but I'm leaving the door cracked open for some value. And if I were to make a bet on somebody else, I would never bet plus 175 on a running back to win an award with 5 weeks left, because one injury and it's over. Kyler Murray's 30-1. There's value there. I don't think Lamar can get it with the run that he's had over the last month plus. And I don't think Brady's going to get both, because he hasn't been that good. It's got to be a historic season to get both. But maybe Kyler, if what if they go 15-2? They could.
That's true.
You know? Like, they might be like, we got to give him something. Maybe they do that. As long as we're talking about the Cardinals, let's jump to Coach of the Year. I think it's down to two guys. The odds would suggest the same. Belichick's a favorite at plus 150. Kingsbury's second favorite at plus 350. Then it drops down to LaFleur at plus 900. For me, it's Belichick versus Kingsbury. I think Cliff should be the favorite. But I understand the steam behind Belichick after last night.
Well, I'm in a happy position because I have both.
Go ahead, one of them. Which one is a better number?
I'm just looking right now. 10-1.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
While she's looking, do the Pats have to win the East for Bell? Like, the Cardinals are going to win the West, right?
They have to win the East.
Yeah.
They don't have to be the one seed. Well, maybe they do, actually.
So because Belichick's the better odds, plus 1350 and then plus 1,000 for
plus
Kingsbury.
Plus 1,000. 10-1. Okay. So you want Belichick to win. I think Belichick does have to actually be the one seed. Because we all know he's the best coach ever, but he never wins the award. So it's
not since 2010, I think, right?
If it's truly about exceeding expectations, which it is most years, you go to Kingsbury. He wasn't supposed to win this division. He wasn't supposed to get a bye, and they might do both.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we were even throwing around the idea of Cliff being the first coach fired, and I think I think given the history with Bill Belichick, it wasn't like you're not looking like a genius for thinking he was going to get things turned around from last year. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like when I got that coach of the year, it's like, okay, well, there's pretty good chance Bill Belichick is going to get things turned around in New England. Now, I didn't know that they would be this good, but you know, it's like he's known as one of the best NFL coaches of all time. So, of course, you've got to have a little faith in the guy. So, but Cliff, I don't think people saw the Cardinals at all doing what they've been able to do. And I think people are still not believers in the Cardinals. When you look at these awards, it's still, I feel like they're, you know, they're not favorites.
I think people believe that both of these teams are going to lose in the playoffs fairly early. We'll see if it happens.
Man, what I saw from the Patriots, I just am getting more and more confident in this team each week.
It's hard to take a lot from last night with three pass attempts. You know what I mean? Like, Mac Jones, you won't be able to do that against some better teams and some better coaching. But
is it weird that Murray has, is favored as much as he is, considering he has been injured?
Well, he's a third favorite. I think it's fair because he leads so many stat categories. I didn't check after this week, but going into the game, last week's game, he was number one in completion percentage, number one in quarterback rating. Like, that's all the stuff that they look at.
Yeah.
The thing with, you know, if we're going to say that you're going to ding Murray for the MVP because they won when he was out, well, the credit's got to go somewhere. Wouldn't it go to the coach? If you're winning games with Colt, I would think so.
Yeah.
I think
they're doing it on both sides of the ball. They're a well-balanced team.
You know, that's not a bad bet to make right now still. Plus 350, there's a little bit of value there, I think.
OG Plus says, let's go Kingsbury, coach of the year locked up.
Yeah, I think so too, even though he's a second favorite. You know what is locked up? Offensive rookie of the year, Mac Jones. He's minus 500. There's nobody else close to him. Ja'Marr Chase is plus 350. He's a second favorite, and he's averaging 41 yards in his last, I think, four or five games. And then after that, everybody's 100-1. Mac Jones is over. If you like free money, bet minus 500. But I understand if you don't want to because it's so high. But he's going to win.
Bet the bankroll.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, it's over. Micah Parsons, he's minus 2,000 on FanDuel. And here's one I want to talk to Chris Mack about later in the hour. This is fascinating. The favorite change in the Defensive Player of the Year, it's been Garrett for so long. Garrett is now the second favorite because T.J. Watt went off on Sunday. 3.5 sacks, got 16 sacks on the season, which is a career high. He has 4 forced fumbles. His stats are just better. He's had a better year than Myles Garrett. And Watt is now plus 200. Garrett is plus 300. Trayvon Diggs, the third favorite. I know a lot of people are holding some 25-1 on Diggs. I don't see it. He has 9 interceptions on the year. That's great. But he's had 2 in the last 6 games. And if you look at some of the coverage stuff on PFF, he's one of the worst coverage corners in the league. Oof. So, yeah. It's going to be Watt or Garrett. I'd say Watt right now. I mean, Watt has 2 more sacks. He has 4
do
more forced fumbles.
Do you have a ticket on this one?
No. I only do long shots. And these are two.
Yeah, I don't either.
Two names that were at the top of the board.
No, not with either of these names. Just in this whole category.
Nobody that's in the running.
Okay.
Judon's 12-1, but I feel like that's lost a lot of steam. He's not.
He got a little banged up last night too.
I mean, let's be, nobody else is going to reach the level of what Watt and Garrett have done. There's nobody.
On a side note, I feel like I want to use one sports book just for all my futures and stuff so it doesn't, like, clog up my bet slip when I'm looking at what I'm doing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being crazy.
No,
I like to, like, have things clean and, yeah.
Yeah,
and
when you were
nice
like, I got to
forget about them and be like, oh, yeah, I got this one, like, 5 months ago, you know.
It'd be easier if one sportsbook just gave us the best number all the time.
Yeah.
One I have to go back to is the Dak Burrow one for comeback as we hit all the awards. I don't know why Dak's minus 600 and Burrow's plus 600. Like, there shouldn't be that gap between them.
I agree. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe minus 250 or 200 for Burrow, but minus 600?
Minus 600 for Dak? Yeah. I think it's bonkers. And then we saw Burrow play through the finger injury, so we'll see what he does moving forward. All right, coming up next, we're going to hit the NBA, maybe a little bit of college basketball. Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos will join us. And back to the NFL. Steelers, how they're looking for Thursday night. Is Watt going to be the Defensive Player of the Year? Chris Mack in about 20 minutes. All that coming up. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.